Welcome to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight, the podcast where we uncover the secrets of CEOs, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who've used public speaking to skyrocket their businesses and their bottom line. Get ready for captivating stories, valuable insights, and practical wisdom from the trailblazers who've mastered the art of the stage. I'm your host, Kelly O'Hara, and I'm thrilled to bring their experiences and expertise directly to you. Let's get started.
I enjoy this as well, so this will be good.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Kelly O'Hara, and today's episode of the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight is about to kick into high gear as we're joined by Gregory Bernard Stein, the creator mastermind of GBS Coaching. Get ready for a journey that is as inspiring as it will be enlightening. Gregory's story, it's one of constant evolution and the importance of seizing unconventional opportunities. Hailing from the UK, Gregory began as an accomplished athlete and school teacher in East London. His path eventually led him into unexpected territories, including serving as a governor for VIPs and HNW families. That's high net worth families, including a Russian billionaire and legendary rock star. But it was during the upheaval of the COVID-19 pandemic that Gregory found a passion for coaching, as he witnessed a surge in demand for men's coaching services amidst the Great Resignation. Armed with his transformative balance blueprint, Gregory's become a guiding force for individuals seeking harmony between personal and professional success, with accolades stretching across borders and a lineup of podcasters eager to tap into his wisdom, such as myself indeed. Gregory Bernard Steinem is not just a coach, he's a catalyst for positive change. So join us as we delve deep into the mind of a visionary shaping the future of coaching. Welcome, Greg, to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight.
Wow, that was fantastic. Thank you very much for having me. I'm looking forward to chatting today more about the subject.
Well, I'm just thrilled. I could even feel the energy in the letter that you sent me. I was so excited to have you on, and it sounds like you've made quite a big splash in this life of yours. You have done some interesting things, but tell me, give me a little bit about your journey and kind of the pivotal moments that really shaped your early pursuits in sports and teaching to where now you're the founder of GBS Coaching.
No worries. Okay, so when I was younger, I put everything, all my eggs in one basket, if you like, to try and be a professional sportsman. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, it didn't happen. And it's just, I'd like to say I fell into school teaching. I never saw myself as a school teacher. I never thought I was going to be one, but it was a great avenue for me to take up after being an athlete. And it was my calling. I absolutely loved it. I learned the hard way with public speaking and building up my own confidence and embracing my authentic self, if you like. And I absolutely loved giving back something to the students of East London, which is a lower socioeconomic area of London, shall we say. But I was there, and I'd say that living in the city was tough. You know, expenses were massive, and I was desperate to get onto the property market. And I'm quite open about this. When I first did get onto the property market, I was absolutely flat out broke. Lots of guys don't want to admit that, but I think for me, it's important to say I was broke. So I had to take on a side hustle. So to supplement my income, I was a coach, a tutor, a mentor, if you like, and across lots of many broad spectrums, personal training, nutrition, personal development. And this led me to a unique situation where I was in a room with a well-known Russian billionaire, if you like, who offered me a full-time job as a governor. A job, again, I never saw myself doing, and I'd say I probably fell into that. And that was very interesting, and that led me into a whirlwind experience, if you like. And I did the governor role for 10 years, and then COVID happened. And I would say there was a switch, a change in the mindsets of millions. And I know we were talking a little bit about the Great Resignation before I come on, but I think in 2021, you know, 450 million Americans quit their job, you know, 4.5 million a month, which is absolutely terrible. But it grew into life coaching becoming the second largest growing industry in the world. So again, I'd say, you know, for me, it's an amazing opportunity for me to do something that I enjoy. I absolutely love it. And I coach from experience. You know, I tend to say that I don't just try and talk the talk, if you like. I try and walk the walk as well. And I like my clients to feel that I'm in the trenches with them every step of the way, passing on all the experiences that I've had in life to help them and to guide them on their way.
So I want you to do something for me. Define for us Westerners the term governor and what's involved with that experience, because you spent a significant chapter being governor. Tell me how that prepared you for moving ahead. What were you doing?
That's a really good question. For me, like I said, I didn't know too much about it either before I started. For the Russian client, they were new to the UK and generally they needed help with the family. So that would be, getting their children actually into the prosperous private schools, if you like, and navigating their private life and the complexities which come with that. It sounds simple, but it was quite an interesting experience. And I'd say for me, when I was younger, I loved solving puzzles. I would say that alongside the teaching was solving an ever-changing puzzle, I would say. It was really, really interesting. I learned a lot about myself during that time, and I learned a lot about how these high achievers also live their lives and some of the little hacks that they include in their lives to make them, to make them achieve more, I'd say.
So let's say using that experience that you've had, I can imagine you'd really get a peek in the world with some of those higher net worth people that are traveling in rarefied air, so to
Yeah.
speak. Reflecting back on this, what were some of the key principles you walked out of that experience with, or what did you learn about? I love that your path is not cookie cutter. I love that it sounds like you had some challenges, but what'd you learn about resilience and adaptability? Because it sounds like those are major components to what you're working with. What
Yeah,
brought
that's a
you
really
here
good
with
question.
that?
That's a really, really good question. I would say for me, I talk to my clients about reframing perfectionism. I think that it's quite easy for social media ideals and for men to have this idea of what they're going to be like. And I think for me, during that time, it was a real interesting period for me to find my authentic self, to find the person I was happy with. On a previous podcast, I openly admitted that when I worked for the Russian family, I put on a posh English accent at times. Didn't like the person I've become, and that realized that that's imposter syndrome, if you like. And I work with clients on that today. So for me, it's realizing what is your authentic self. Everyone lives their own life movie, and it's portraying the actor that you want to be. And that's a lot of what I help these guys with, and I help them, from watching these successful people that, it's okay to say no, it's okay to time block time for yourself. To make sure that you're allocating time for self-care, all this sort of stuff, but building real essential time for your life non-negotiables to be this person that you want to be.
You do really find these people on the higher end of things often are missing other pieces in their lives, whether it's parenting or,
Yeah.
really getting to actually enjoy parenting because they're just too busy, too committed. And it's not across the board. But I think those people that have found work-life balance are much happier people. So I know you mentioned prioritization as the critical element to one's work-life balance. How do you tailor your coaching services to meet those really unique needs of people that are really out there doing, they have huge responsibility and they're out there doing the big things in the world. Why are they coaching with you? What makes you so unique?
That's a super, super question. I would say for me, to first of all, is a lot of these people are already succeeding in life. And I like to reframe those goals, if you like, celebrate the achievements, and then take a step back, reassert those life non-negotiables, and making sure that that is the person that this person wants to be. There's a really interesting idea of the Eisenhower Matrix, where you prioritize your life non-negotiables and the person that you want to be, and you allocate that first into your time schedule, if you like. And that's an important part of the process of all my clients is that we set up a diary, we assess their daily schedule. I help them tweak it to be more productive. Simple little hacks like the best time to have a meeting, if you like, or something you really want to nail, a really important part of your working week should always be a Tuesday afternoon. Lots of people come to me and ask why. but the stats obviously suggest that that's the best time. And then I talked to, really interesting things about, sleep patterns and, delaying caffeine, diet, the amount that they should exercise, all these little important hacks, if you like, to increase productivity, to become the person that they really want to be. And so all based around that work-life balance idea, So I absolutely love it. And it's a fascinating area.
I can tell you love it. You're very passionate. What I've seen of you out there in the, marketplace, what I've seen online, you really are in your lane. You seem very excited about what you're doing. So when exactly did you take to public speaking? Where did that enter your business life?
Good question. I think the first time for me personally that I was thrown into public speaking, again, I say thrown, was as a school teacher. And there's nothing like doing an assembly in front of 1,400 children and adults where you are absolutely terrified. And I would say that the real advice that I would give to that and some of these clients that I'm with is, first of all, believe in the person that you're putting out there, whether that might be with your image or your accent. You've got to love that person first before you put them out there. And for me, that even took some training of myself, if you like. When I was younger, I had a slight stutter, and overcome practice, I only sort of overcome it. And I stick to safe words and things like that. But that was that absolutely terrified me myself of public speaking. And again, that's something that I pass on to the clients that I work with, is it's okay to practice. It's okay to pre-plan. But the most important part is loving the person, being proud of the person that you're portraying yourself. But I think public speaking for most guys is terrifying. So the confidence building behind that, I think, is super, super important.
Well, don't leave us women out there too. I mean, even though we're usually the stronger communicators, don't think that we aren't nervous about that too. And I think you're also, it's across the board. If you're talking about life balance, that goes for, I think you mentioned before about an opportunity with working with people who are in the dating world, that are now trying to find a spouse. Can't expect anybody else to love you till you love you first.
I love that. That's exactly, that is very, very true.
Fall in love with you first, and then other people will follow. And I think that's
absolutely
in business too. I really understand the concern about public speaking. I certainly suffered with that as well, of being nervous and wanting to be authentic. But it's funny, you could practice all day long, but getting up there and just being authentic, be who you are, you will attract your tribe. The person who needs to hear you will hear you. So I think that's fabulous advice.
One of the best bits of advice I got from a teacher who was sort of my mentor at the time, before I had to go up and do assemblies, he said to think you're talking to the most important person in the room. Pick one person and talk to them. That helped me a lot. And that's another thing that I try and pass on, is try and narrow down your audience and hone in on what's in front of you.
It's spectacular advice. I could not agree with you more. That is wonderful. I think that'll put a lot of listeners out there at ease. It's a really good strategy. Speak to one person. If it's such an intimate thing to have a conversation with just one person.
Another real silly bit of advice as well is, I wear glasses and today I've got contacts in. But when I used to go up and do public speaking, I wouldn't wear my contacts or my glasses. So it made me have a false perspective of what I was talking to. But that did help a lot in interest. And I think it's okay to be honest about those things as well. A lot of men don't like to be honest, but I think it's important that I actually pass on that. Yeah, even myself, who seems super confident and okay to get up and talk in front of big rooms of people, even I have my own little hacks and safety points, I'd say, before getting out there.
That's a tremendous hack. I think there's a lot of people
that is true
are gonna really love that. That's beautiful. I think that's
that
true.
Is true.
So that
is funny,
you,
but it's true.
Go ahead. Well, that's helped you master public speaking, because you're right. You seem incredibly confident and comfortable in this space. So I think it's helpful for people to know, as good as you are at whatever you get, some things trigger you, some things spook you. You just got to keep moving through it. So So,
Absolutely.
if you were looking back on your journey, tell me, what would you tell your younger self as you were starting from where you were starting now with all the wisdom that you have? What's one piece of advice you would give yourself?
If I was going to do it all again, good question. That is a very, very good question. If I was going to do it again, I would say that it's okay to say no. I think the amount of times in my younger career when I did suffer burnout and I didn't like the person to come, it's because I was always saying yes to every single task and I put work before myself. So I'd say if I was going to go back and do it all again, I would have definitely have taken the opportunities that I would have done, that I had. And people thought I was crazy for leaving teaching, for example. I don't regret that at all, but I would have at times said no and prioritized myself and, you know, birthday parties and events and socializing over some of maybe the work commitments that I had. But, and again, that's something that I talk about with clients, is it's okay to say no, and the importance of time blocking, allocating time for yourself, you know, where it doesn't just always just have to be work.
Ooh, where have you been? I know when I could have used that advice several years ago, that would have been really helpful to me. Where were you? I'm so glad you're here now. So tell me, what exciting projects or what developments are we going to be able to expect from GBS Coaching coming up in the future? Are there any new initiatives or ventures that are on the horizon that you're particularly excited about?
Thanks very much for asking. So, as part of my journey, is I try to create a program I thought would be really beneficial for men that have been in my position and men that are feeling this pressure of this work-life balance scenario, I would say. So I created something called the Balance Blueprint. It's a 6-week training program. And with that, I provide a free 15-chapter book and a 40-minute webinar. But it's tailored to resetting goals, reframing perfectionism, and ultimately providing strategies so they can go out on themselves and ultimately achieve what they're aiming for. And I absolutely love it. It's amazing actually how many men complete the 6-week program and then want to come in for a 6, 8, or 12-month journey with me. And that's great as well. But I start all of them off on this essential sort of like 6-week journey.
Oh, I'll definitely be sharing some information about that. I've had the opportunity, thank you, to take a look at the balance blueprint that you showed me. Fantastic. I think people will really get some great takeaways out of that and really want to work with you. So, last question. Tell me what you are proudest of from your perspective of where you are today.
I think that my on reflection, and similar to that question you asked me a minute ago, I think my proudest achievement is being prepared to take a jump or a risk where I would say lots of people don't, and they're worried about what people may think about them. I think people thought I was crazy when I left teaching. I think people thought I was crazy when I went to try and be a full-time coach, if you like. But if you see the opportunity and you believe in yourself, then you have to go for it. So I think that was my proudest achievement, I'll say, was being prepared to take a risk.
I love that because you do seem like a major risk taker and at the same time balanced. I love the balance of your vulnerability. I think that's always such an attractive combination, and you have that in spades. I just really want to thank you, Greg, for coming on to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight. And I want to tell everybody, if you want to learn more about Gregory and the incredible work he's doing at GBS Coaching, you need to go to his website. He has so much information. His website is gbslifecoach.com. So that's G as in girl, B as in boy, S as in satisfying, lifecoach.com. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on this because his wisdom and his insights are incredible. And I think the key takeaway that I take from this today is the transformative power of prioritizing work-life balance. I think you'll love his balance blueprint. It's truly holistic approach to helping individuals achieve success and fulfillment in both their professional and their personal lives. Let me switch that. Their personal lives and their professional lives. Because it's not just about the hustle, it's about finding harmony in the chaos. And nobody goes to the last day of their life on their deathbed and says, I wish I worked another day. They say, I
Absolutely.
wish I had done this more. I wish I'd spent more time with my family. I wish I'd, had more time for my kids. And you're a gift to people out there. I think they're gonna love you. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Well, I feel the same. And that's a wrap, everybody, for today's episode. I want to thank all our listeners and viewers for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, please let me know. Comment, like, share. You know, we love it when you subscribe. Your support's really important to us. And I would like to give a special shout out to speakertunity.com. They're really our sponsor and our one-stop destination for all things public speaking. So whether you're just starting out or you're looking to expand your reach, Speakertunity has you covered. For those at the very beginning of that journey, boy, there's some fabulous resources, direct contacts to get a hold of to get you out there on the stage. And to get you comfortable to get your business and your message out there on the stage. And with that said, this is Kelly O'Hara. I'm your host. I'm signing off. Thanks for being part of our community. And until next time, just keep speaking your passion and amplifying your impact. And remember, you're truly one conversation away from that person, that connection, or that deal that could change your business or your life. So get out there and light up the stage. Thanks for coming, everybody. I can't wait to see you again. I want to thank you for joining us on this episode of the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive once again into the remarkable stories and insights of our incredible guests. Their experiences and wisdom are not just meant to inspire you, but to provide you with actionable steps to take on your own path to success. Remember, you have a story to tell, and your voice has the power to transform your business and make lasting impact. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an empowering conversation. We'd also appreciate it if you could leave us a review and share the show with your friends, colleagues, and your fellow visionaries. Until next time, keep speaking, keep growing, and keep reaching to make your difference. This is Kelly O'Hara, signing off from the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight.